This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker here, Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Paul Esposito, WGOD Radio. We're tuning into where God is speaking today. You know, God is always broadcasting, and God always has a word for you when you go to the right place, and that is to the Word of God. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to hear a word from God as we tune into his frequency, WGOD. And as a radio man, that's what I would call my radio station if those call letters were available. I love that, WGOD. You know, we're always itching. We always want to hear a word from God, but we don't realize, or sometimes we forget, that it's so close to us, so nearby. The Word of God is nigh, even in our hearts. It's right here. And we're going to hear a word from him coming up in a minute. For more on this ministry, the best place to go, if you're on Facebook, is for WGOD Radio. That's our page. I encourage you to like the page. There's many, many programs uploaded on there. The website is WGODradio.com. It's a makeshift website. I'm not a website designer. If you are, why don't you give me a call and maybe help me design a website? I don't have the money for that or the know-how, but there's a makeshift, there's a website up there for you to learn more about this ministry and for you to listen to prior broadcasts. WGODradio.com. Got some great things in plan here in store for 2019 and a lot more of these 15-minute daily radio programs, and hoping to expand into other markets around the country. And our podcast goes around the world right now. And for more on that, again, WGODradio.com. Click on the link that says prior broadcasts, and that'll take you to my podcasting page. And like I said, there's so many programs up there. There's series, book studies. That's what we do. Study the Word of God verse by verse. We don't, our opinion is God's Word is our opinion. We don't come into this with pre-formulated opinion. God's Word's first, denomination and what people think and everything else is second. And that's where we stand regarding this rapture teaching. I refuse, I'm the teacher here, to believe something because the denomination says it. I'm going to believe something because the Word of God says it. And I encourage all you to do the same. Like when we read about this rapture, people all the time say, well, we don't know when that is. And that's wrong. You do know when. You don't know the day or the hour. Don't put words in my mouth. You don't know the day and the hour, but you know when. We read that the dead in Christ will rise first, and then you've got the word then. That's explicit for time. The dead in Christ will rise first, then. Well, when do the dead in Christ rise? John 6, 39, 40, 44, and 54, Jesus tells you. Or else you can go to the great theologian Martha, that is Lazarus's sister, in chapter 11. She'll tell you. She probably was there to hear Jesus' teaching in John 6. Or she had heard it because she very well knew when the dead in Christ are going to rise. She said, I know my brother is going to rise again in the resurrection. on the last day. On the last day. Paul says the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those of us who are alive and remain. So sure you know when the rapture is. It's after the resurrection, because the Bible says so. The dead in Christ will rise first. Jesus says four times in John chapter 6, the dead in Christ are going to rise on the last day. Believe the words of the Son of God before any man or any denomination. Believe God at his word. The dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ rise on the last day. Now, we're in the book of 2 Thessalonians. We're kind of laying the groundwork here. I want you to see this church had so much praise. I think of the churches when Paul was in Corinth for like 2 years. And look at all the trouble that happened there. Paul was in this town for, well, let's pick it up here today. Acts chapter 17, verse 1. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, he went into them, and for 3 Sabbaths, all right, 3 weeks, Paul built this church and did all this in 3 blessed weeks. And he was gone. The Jews ran him out of town. Again, Acts 17. Then Paul, as his custom was, he went into them, and for 3 Sabbaths, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." Now remember, that means he is the Messiah. It's what the word Christos means, anointed one or Messiah. In Hebrew, Mashiach. Now, some of them were persuaded. This is Acts 17, verse 4. Some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, they took some of the evil men from the marketplace and gathered a mob and set all of the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason out and some brethren to the rulers of the city and cried out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. And Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, that is Jesus." And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. Then the brethren immediately, they sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. So this is what happened to Paul and Silas. They were there 3 weeks. I love the way that King James says, lewd fellows of the baser sort. Ran them out of town because of envy. Because people were hungry for the truth. So this church, founded in 3 weeks, and Paul left, and not long after that, was writing these letters. The first letter was to encourage them. He was really proud of this group. The second letter, because someone had distorted what he had said about the day of Christ, about this rapture that people argue about and we talk about. 2 Thessalonians was written to set them straight. As we get to chapter 2, he's going to say, that day, that is the day that these people used to deceive you, the day of Christ, that day will not come unless, and put a colon there. He's going to give a list of the things that have to happen first. And it applies to us today. The day of Christ, this rapture, can't happen yet because these things have to happen first. We'll get to that again as we get to chapter 2. But here now, first in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, he's talking about here, payback and relief. This is the little heading here I'd put on this. They're under great persecution not to follow Paul, not to follow Jesus, not to become Christians. Satan is the one that rules here, really, the synagogue of Satan behind the scenes. Satan was the one that's in charge here. And there was great persecution to this group and these early churches, especially here in Thessalonica. And now we read here, verse 5, it says, "This is a manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer." Suffering's part of the faith. You know, you can't, and I encourage you, don't rebuke suffering. It's part of the faith. It comes with the faith. We read, well, actually, two places. I've learned these the hard way after the passing of my wife, and I didn't understand. Many of you know what I'm talking about, suffering. We read in Acts 8:17, it says that you and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. It's part of the faith. Also, Philippians 1:29, it says, "To you it has been granted." That's the word charis. It means gift, gifted. This has been given to you as a gift. And to you it's been gifted, not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. Those are both part of the faith. They've been given to you as a gift. Your faith is a gift from God. It's been given to you. Your ability to believe, the faith that you have in Jesus Christ, is not your own. It is a gift from God, not of works, lest anyone should boast about it. Your faith is a gift. Praise God and thank him for it today. And to you it's been granted, that's gifted, not only to believe. Remember, your ability to believe in Jesus Christ is a gift from God. Not everyone has it. Hello, look around. There's 7.3 billion people in the world. Not everyone. Here is the biggest shocker of the day. Not everyone of all these 7.3 billion people believe in Jesus Christ. What thinkest thou? To you it's been gifted, not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. Suffering is a gift of God. It comes with the faith. It's part of the faith. Paul said, "I fill up in my body the afflictions of Christ, that which was lacking." Here, Paul says, "Now, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels." We'll have to pick it up there in our next program. He's saying here that payback and relief is coming, but they're coming at the same time. Payback and relief. Your relief doesn't come until the payback comes. "It is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels." Great book study here in 2 Thessalonians. We'll pick it up there soon in our next study. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station,